This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 30th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across major cities in Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, it's pleasantly breezy, making it a great day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilut is experiencing hot temperatures typical for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that Hamas is nearing an agreement to hand its weapons to a new post-war Gaza security force. Prime Minister Netanyahu suggests giving diplomacy with Iran a chance, but avoids discussing regime change. Also, Ynet has reported earlier this hour that Jordan intercepted 5 Iranian missiles targeting U.S. forces. Concurrently, the U.S. launched strikes hitting both military and residential sites in Iran. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has eliminated 2 Hamas terrorists, including a key figure from the October 7th infiltration. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes that the focus on the conflict over Hormuz should not overshadow efforts to prevent a nuclear Iran. And finally, the IDF says it has killed a Hamas sniper involved in the October 7th attacks, according to the Times of Israel. From X, the latest. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613, writing just minutes ago, warns that the IRGC will not tolerate foreign intervention and suggests the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed amid U.S. provocations. In another post, Andrew Fox, a commentator, criticizes those spreading misinformation that hinders Middle Eastern peace efforts, pointing out that such views deserve mockery. Al Arabiya English reports a breaking development from earlier today, stating an Iranian attack has damaged a Chinese firm's building in northern Kuwait, resulting in 1 casualty. Let's go deeper, starting with a report from the Times of Israel. Hamas appears close to transferring its arsenal to a new security force in Gaza. This move could mark a significant shift in the region's power dynamics. Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments on Iran suggest the diplomatic route may still be on the table, though he sidestepped questions about potential regime change. The implications for the region's stability are profound. Turning to the missile strikes. Earlier this hour, Ynet detailed Jordan's interception of Iranian missiles aimed at U.S. forces. The U.S. responded with its own strikes on Iranian military targets and a residential building. This escalation raises tensions and could impact U.S.-Iranian relations significantly. Meanwhile, the IDF's operation targeting Hamas figures continues. JNS reports that the IDF has neutralized a sniper cell commander from the Nuseirat battalion. This follows other recent operations to dismantle Hamas's military leadership. The ongoing actions reflect Israel's commitment to its security objectives. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post highlights concerns over the Strait of Hormuz. As attention shifts to this area, some argue the real priority should be preventing Iran from becoming a nuclear power. This focus on Hormuz could obscure critical diplomatic efforts needed elsewhere. Lastly, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF has successfully targeted a Hamas sniper involved in attacks earlier this month. These operations underscore Israel's vigilance and could influence future engagements with Hamas. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel has missed out on a major deal with Saudi Arabia as part of the Vision 2030 initiative. This exclusion could have long-term impacts on Israel's economic opportunities in AI and cyber sectors. Separately, CTEC indicates that Israel's prominent defense companies, including the makers of Iron Dome and Arrow, might not go public before 2027. The delay highlights ongoing challenges in the defense sector amid political and security uncertainties. And finally, Israel Hayom Business examines the growing demand for new neighborhoods in Be'er Sheva. These developments part of a roof agreement, are attracting interest due to their strategic location and potential subsidies affecting local real estate dynamics. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.